All right, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Tonight is Laguna's favorite annual event. It's the Taste of Laguna over at the Festival of Arts grounds. And in studio now to tell us a little bit about what's going on this year, Chef Azmin from Sapphire. Chef, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Good. Great to be back.
Yeah, you're a veteran of the program. Third or fourth time, I think. So nice to see you here. So you, your restaurant is the title sponsor of the Taste this year, which means you're going to have the biggest booth and the biggest setup. So do you want to tell us a little bit about what you're doing at the show?
Sure. And the biggest offering since I've been in Laguna past 12 years, we have branched out more than just being a restaurant and a gourmet shop. We also have our catering department and our Sapphire at Work. So you're going to see a lot of fun items. From my restaurant, you're going to see our little mezze taste that we have at our sunset hour. It's more of a hummus with ground lamb.
Nice.
And then later on, one of the main dishes that I've always had on my menu at the time I was in Australia, I brought barramundi as one of the best fish that was available. So you're going to have a taste of that Hawaiian style, steamed, and that's with shiitake and soy sauce. Then from our gourmet shop pantry next door, you're going to have a tandoori chicken skewers, and I just launched some of my spices nationwide, so you're going to get a taste of our tandoori. And of course, we have a part of our school program, we have a what we call a protein bites,
okay,
that are really good and full of energy. And then from our catering department, we're gonna have little bites of a goat cheese, a California goat cheese with the tomato and pesto, and of course our famous Singapore curry noodles with tofu for all the vegetarian friends of us.
How is your restaurant even staying open tonight? I feel like everybody's got to go over there.
Everybody's moving back and forth. We got a couple of spots in parking so we can go back and forth.
Yeah, that's nuts. You've got so many things. Well, that's what I love about Taste of Laguna. I mean, you really do get to eat a whole lot of stuff from a bunch of different restaurants. So for sure, come hungry tonight. VIP starts at 5:30. GA starts at 6. And by the way, the online sales for the Taste end in 1 hour. So you'll be stuck trying to get tickets at the door, which isn't guaranteed. Go to tasteoflagunabeach.com/tickets to find all that. So, you know, I've always been interested in you because you're so international. You've studied and been so many different places. How does that influence the kind of food you make? How do you choose which cuisine to draw from?
Well, whatever is available that we can draw from, we can. Let's say right now the season starts for squashes and all that, so therefore we can create our pumpkin raviolis with it and get ready for a fall and winter. I just come back from Asia trip. I noticed a lot of different ingredients that we can use, a lot of something not even new on the menus here.
Yeah.
So we are working with that. We can showcase a lot of our fun, like a Tuesday night industry night. Then we have fun menu changes every night, every week, so it's not the same.
Yeah. Who's allowed to go to industry night?
Anybody and everybody who is in hospitality.
Okay, yeah. Could you just go in there and say you're in hospitality?
We trust your word.
Anyway, is it half off? Is that right?
It's 25% of beverage, and also we have a beautiful menu that's very friendly and a lot of great taste. So
cool.
Come on down.
How often do you change it? Every season?
Our menus are changed twice every year mainly, and then a couple of adjustments in between to keep it fresh and bring back some of the oldies and the goodies. Like right now, we brought back our monkfish clay pot that everybody wanted, but it wasn't back for the past 4 years.
Yeah, wow, cool. Good time to go in.
Right.
So tell me about the spices that you're wanting to sell. You're making product. You have them available in the spice shop next door, but you want them to go worldwide.
Yes, I've created the Della spices that are, right now we have about 10 spice items and 10 sauces, anywhere from Caribbean to Asian to Indian and more to come.
Cool.
So it's a lot of fun items.
How are you going to distribute those? How are you going to make them go everywhere?
We're going through a couple of main chain grocery stores. We are at Ralph's right now.
You are?
So, yes.
Cool. So can people buy it at Ralph's in town?
Yes, select at Ralph's.
Awesome. And obviously the pantry right next to your
pantry
restaurant.
Pantry is always the home for it.
Yeah, got it. Again, Chef Azmin from Sapphire in studio. Talk about why you chose to be the title sponsor of The Taste. Why was that important to you?
Well, being in Laguna Beach for the past 12 years, we are thankful for the support of locals, and we are one of the first restaurants to come with approach towards global cuisine, and I want to share the vision and the understanding of who we are and what we are, and thank the locals for embracing us so we embrace Taste of Laguna back to town.
Yeah, that's awesome. A lot of restaurants open and close in Laguna. Obviously, since the last 12 years that you've been business, you've probably seen places open and close right after. I mean, how do you stay open? What do you think the key to success in town is?
is to make sure that we are not just a tourist attraction. We are here for the locals, listen to them, care for them. When they come, say, hello, Mr. Wells, welcome back. Mm-hmm. When someone else comes, say, good to have you. How are you doing?
Yeah.
And also take care of our family within. You know, all of our employees, a lot of them are still from day one working with us.
Wow, obviously, that's a huge deal in the restaurant business.
It is. Yeah. And we have to take care of them as we grow. Of course, things grow, but we are happy to be a part of this wonderful place at historic site of Pottery Shack. Pottery Shack.
Exactly. And you, I think you're so involved, you're so integral in your own business, which maybe isn't true of every chef and owner, and we can see your face in there all the time.
Well, thank you. And I also love to give back to the society. Living is giving, or giving is living. I believe in it. And I want to make sure that I care for as much as charities that I can. I wish I could give all, but we select a lot, and we like to work a lot with local charities, especially children. So that's also another special touch that we have.
Cool. Are there any other chefs or restaurants you're excited to see at the Taste tonight? Any other brothers?
All of them.
Everybody in town. It's a community, right?
It's a community. Us chefs, you know, we are not after each other. We are all come together to bring harmony and caring. And that's what Chef is all about.
Yeah, we had Chef Strong on yesterday, who just opened his new restaurant, Ocean at Main. Everybody's really excited about that.
Yeah, I called him the day before to wish him well, and
he
was busy.
Cool. Oh, it was busy?
Yeah, it was busy.
I bet it was.
Yeah.
He seemed not stressed when I had him in yesterday, which I couldn't believe, but I don't know.
That's the trick with the chefs. You got to stay calm, otherwise everybody else will pick up on your vibration.
What are your hours? What do you work generally?
I get up usually about 5:30 in the morning. And by midnight, I try to rest.
Jeez.
Work 6 days. Sundays, I try to spend more time with family. But in case something happens, then, you know, we all work.
Dang, man. Yeah, it's a passion. It's a lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you guys do it. Well, if you didn't catch all those items that Chef Azmin is serving at the Taste tonight, we won't make your mouths water again. Just listen to this podcast back to the very beginning, because it sounds like quite a display. Can't wait to see it. Are you guys going to be in like the back right corner of the festival?
Yeah, we're going to be at the spot when you come. You can see us right in front.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
awesome.
Look forward to having you, or if not, at Sapphire for brunch, sunset hour, anytime. You're open 7 days a week. The only day I close is Christmas.
Okay, perfect. Good to know. So Chef Azmin, Sapphire Restaurant, title sponsor of Taste of Laguna tonight. Again, tasteoflagunabeach.com. That's where you can grab tickets for only less than an hour from now. They're not going to be available anymore online. So, Chef, thank you so much for taking some time.
Thank you.
All right, great. Have fun tonight.
Bye-bye.